Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking Doc.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Raise Up.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Now real niggas do real things, and I hang with the real. So if you fuck with my family, you fuck with me. Hey, UGS for life.
For all them fuck boys disrespecting the team. Yeah. Flip the slippers from the show and they saluting the name. Come underground on. Society, real talk on the scene. Y'all gon' fuck around, be left white chalked on the scene. UGS for life, for you busters that don't know. I'm down with President Mac J, the Murder Master Music Show. Archives of legends with questions you wanna know. That's why them whole shows be slick listening on the low. Using episodes for they shows with no recognition. More than suspicion when you can hear Prez's voice if you listen. Disrespect, I'm ripping. Bitch, I'm flipping. Kill their credentials whenever their name get mentioned. Oh. Well, Pittsburgh Patrick, they gon' teach them some manners. Grab the ball bat and show up at they door in bandanas. For screaming real hip-hop and supporting them swag. Show up at their club for breakfast, y'all are back to back. Take aim at the lane, put his career in the casket. I come to kill a Mac J, make them pay for their actions. They can't pay him, smashing in an orderly fashion. With no permission, I'm asking.
Mash it and attack it.
Turning taxer for every question got me asking. You can steal from the real, but yet you still can't outlast him. UGS for life, that's steel to plastic. Got that iron in my blood, burn your soul like acid.
You know? You better ask, nigga. UGS for life. Where the real at? Punk ass niggas. www.ugsforlife.com. Where the real is at?
And still unreal. Yesterday, Fresh Kid Ice passed away 7:30 in the morning. Still hard to cope with, man, because that was more than just a cat we interviewed. I mean, that was a dude that would, you know, he was a friend.
Yeah, that was the homie, man. Yeah, that was the homie. Always showed his love for us, you know what I'm saying? Always gave us that good game and shit,
cats,
too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of cats don't get to see that side of Chris, you know what I'm saying? That's why I feel real bad for Chinaman Records recording artists, you know what I'm saying? Fane, Monty, Drill 'Em Out, Boy Dirty, JT Money, you know, everybody that knew him, and of course his kids, his grandkids, his family, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace. I'll tell you what, man, you know, we have cats on here from New York tonight, which is good because Chris, by way of Trinidad, for those that don't know his story, by way of Trinidad, he came to New York, got in the Air Force real young age, came out here to Illinois, Southern Illinois, over right there by Scott Air Force Base, over there by UMAC. He formed this rap DJ crew called the Rock On Crew. And he moved over to Riverside, California, met Mr. Mix, Amazing V, and formed the 2 Live Crew. And from there went to Miami, Florida, Luther Campbell, you know, Nasty, They Want to Be, the rest of history, Want Some Pussy, all that shit, man. I mean, they were big yeah, long before Nasty as They Want to Be came out. You know, it wasn't like that was the record just because it went double platinum. It wasn't like, oh, that was gold the first two times out, back to back, independently. So going gold independently at that time was selling like 3-4 million major, and they went double platinum independently. That was like selling 10 to 100 million major. So
that was unheard of, you know what I'm saying?
yeah, man. That guy really left his mark on the game, made it possible for others to do what they do. So rest in peace, Fresh Kid Ice. Tonight,
hell
episode
yeah.
423 of the Murder Master Music Show, we're going to have a cast of Let's Go on here. They just posted episode 1 of season 2 of Let's Go Vintage Story. I checked out a little bit of it. I was going to go back to it and watch the rest of it later. You know how it is. You're doing shit, you forget to do shit. I got to check out 3 or 4 mixtapes, you know, but I'll get to it. But what I saw of it, it's just murder, murder, murder. You know, sitting right from the jump, kill, 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 just dudes with masks and gunshots.
Yeah, I was about to say, man, they started season 2 off right where season 1 left off. So, like, if it give you time, like, for the new listeners, go back and check out season 1. It's going to lead you right into season 2 and Class Didn't Let Down with the action on how, see, you know, like, some series end off and then the next series start off and it's kind of, you know, they started right back where they left off, so... It made me interested. I watched it. I watched it last night, and I watched it again today. So I'm waiting on part 2 of episode 1.
Definitely. I'll tell you what. Let's bring them on. Without further ado, I believe we got the fellas on right here. Is this Class? Who is this? Who we got here?
Mr. 300. What's good? Let's go.
How you
what's
doing,
up,
man?
Mr. 300? What's good?
What's up, man? First and foremost, congratulations, season 2. You know what I'm saying? You guys built a following. You know what I'm saying? It's continuing to grow. What is what's the key factor in season 2? Did you guys change up anything from season 1? Any cast members, any new additions to the family? Break it down for us.
Well, you got to watch and see. We can't tell you all the details, but season 2 is going to be outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
Even
like,
on the SBSB, it's going to be...
Mm-hmm.
You got to watch it, but... 2 million views in 6 months? Hard work, dedication, and stay loyal.
Hell yeah! I want to congratulate y'all on y'all 1 year anniversary too. And at the same time, like you said, without giving away too much of the series, we want people to go out and check y'all out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all dropped the soundtrack with it a couple months back too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the transition with the soundtrack into the season two is a real nice look, as far as I'm concerned.
The music is just magic. It fit right in. Like, the music is telling a story all by itself. Yeah, I'm hosting Volume 1, Let's Go For Life. And the artists on the tracks is beautiful. They bring the artists out. Like, the music that's in them, we brung it out of them to make that. And it's doing wonderful. Yeah, it's our first year anniversary. I'm chilling with Smoke and King Pooty and shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Shouts out to Smoke and Pooty, too, man. Like, everybody wondering, I had a few people hit me up in the inbox earlier. Everybody want to know where 300 at and where the fuck Putty at. So, like, we think y'all got to keep tuning in, man. So,
you got to tune in. You ain't going to believe this one.
300 blocks.
Nah, it's just magic. I just like working with people, making things. It makes it much easier. You know what I mean? It's wonderful working with people. Wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Was it easier going into the filming for season two? As I'm pretty sure it was going from season one, meaning. But what's the confidence level when y'all doing y'all scenes and stuff now? Because the acting
Well, the confidence was always there, right? We just showing y'all on camera how much confidence we have. And season two, we still, like, it's still brand new to us. Like, that was our rookie season. We dropped 2 million in 6 months. So we like, yo, we got to do this. You know what I mean? Like, let's go. Mm-hmm. And after that, let's go. Run your season two, episode one. Go check it out right now on YouTube. You know what I mean? Let's Go For Life.
Hell yeah. And it is a lot of blasting. We had y'all on earlier this year, like right around the start of the year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I kind of fell into the series late. I think y'all already had the season one was already done, and then I caught the movie. So I watched the whole. I went back and watched from start to finish. You know what I'm saying? And then watched the movie. So the cool thing about being on YouTube is the fact that you can do that. You know what I'm saying? So for any listeners that's out there right now, you can go back and check these episodes out. Same way. What I said with these interviews that we do, too, you can go to YouTube and check everybody out.
And I appreciate you, man, for your love and support.
Oh, yeah, right on, man. You know what I'm saying? So what can we really expect out of this season? Is it going to be, like without giving up too much of it, though, but, like, you already told us it's going to be on edge of the seat, but is it? Because I'm seeing a lot of guys out here. There's a lot of new web series and a lot of
Yeah, a lot.
Chasing and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's cool. That's when we know. That's how we identify when we know we're doing something right. Yeah, you know what I mean? But it's okay. It's cool. It's a sport. Everybody do that. But we're not here to play with y'all. We got movies, like, you know. And season two gonna have
right.
It's like trying to get home before the sun hits you to get home to wifey.
Right.
You got like 15 minutes left. Like, oh, you know. So let's go for
right,
life. You know what it is.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I feel you, man. Cause see, that's kind of why. Like I said, I've seen quite a few web series. There's a few of them that I like, but there's a few of them that I can just tell that they hopping on the wave of shows like yours. And a few others out there. So as long as y'all stick to the script, man, y'all good though.
We ain't changing nothing. Keep it original. You know what I mean?
Right.
How many copies we gonna copy? Like, come on. We see y'all.
Right.
we working. We don't got time to worry about that. Go ahead, do y'all.
Right. Just
yeah,
keep,
but I'm also
just
here
keep...
with Smoke. Smoke, too, she played a major part in episode one, season two, too. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Talk to her. She right here, too.
All right. What's up? What's up with the Smoke?
What's up? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. It's Mac J, me and Prez, and Pittsburgh Pat, we on here. But like I was telling Mr. 300 earlier, we want to just congratulate y'all on the first year anniversary and the first episode of season two. How you feeling about the new season starting off?
Yeah, congratulations, man.
Well, thank you. I feel all right. It's going good or whatever. I did play a major part. They get a little shaky at times, but I'm getting it together.
Yeah, I see that. They had to bag you down for them birds and shit, you know what I'm saying? So you got, you know, you got to get them, you got to get them motherfuckers back, man, you know.
We're going to get them back, though. You know we gonna get a back 300 game.
Hey, I wanna ask you, since I got you on here, Smoke, like since y'all been doing the web series and y'all got over 2 million views and everything, do you find yourself being around around Brooklyn and parts of New York and people recognizing you from the web series?
Yeah, I've been a couple of places and people notice me. Especially in East New York.
Oh, yeah, and I know everybody's showing love with it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So who you say what else? What you say?
Cody right here.
What happened to him?
What happened to Cody? Yeah, we know Putty got clapped, but did he make it though? You know what I'm saying?
you gotta wait and see for that, Playboy. I don't know.
Yeah,
is Putty alive today?
Nobody can
what
find
you saying?
Him.
Nobody can find Putty or 300. It's hard out there.
Oh yeah, and then like Mr. 300, I like what he had posted a while back when he was promo on the show. It basically let you motherfuckers know to see where Mr. 300 at. Is Mel coming home or Class going to eat that ass? I ain't heard that.
Wait, hold up. I think my boy Class going to eat that ass. He like putting his tongue in the butt. Meow.
Best director in the world, man.
You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here. Yeah.
That's Class.
He's the one that makes this happen.
Class.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Class, man. Hey, 300, you wild for that. I see you say, well, Class, eat that ass, and then you threw the two turd pile emojis right next to it. You know what I'm saying?
He likes the booty, dude.
One thing I do like is the fact that y'all got a lot of the castmates from season one that's still going to be in the season two, it look like, and so that's what give a lot of intrigue too to figure out what's going to really happen. Shouts out to the boy Money Mail and shit. I always get a lot of people asking about him and shit. He said when he get off the island, he's going to be the Teflon Don anyway. I guess that's yet to be seen.
You better not come on 300 block though. He banned from 300 block.
No fly zone
for Mel.
You know what it is, man.
You know what's up. Shake down.
Yeah, he going to
Capo.
Shout out to the director
of the game. Yeah, shout out to Class.
And Christmas.
The Christmas
on,
movie,
man.
Everything. Shout out to
Come
Class
on,
for that. It's doing big things. Trying to make history out here.
Right, I was just about to ask y'all, speaking of the Christmas movie, y'all plan on making any more movies as well, too?
Oh, yeah,
or
yeah, definitely.
Y'all just going to drop Or just drop the season and then do some movies.
We're going to do that. We're going to work it out.
We're going to try to work it out. We're trying to work it out at the same time.
We're going to drop a couple movies, of course, around movie time, you know, especially around Christmas time. We love Christmas time, and we all come together like a big family and just act silly, you know?
Hell yeah. Y'all,
at the end of the day, we're a real big family. Sometimes Auntie Gail get mad.
I'm about to ask you how the neighborhood, because I seen y'all doing the premiere the other day. Y'all had the inflatable screen out there and giving a free screening for the hood. Got to be real proud of what y'all doing right now.
Yeah, they're giving us mad love, especially the hood. They give us mad love, you know, mad love. So we doing something positive for the neighborhood. We bringing something together so we can say this is ours. Nobody can't take this from us. This is history. It's written in the books already. What could they tell us? Let's just keep working and make it, make a masterpiece out of it. But we got the music.
Right.
We got
I was about to say, speaking of music, we can go off into one of these. We can go off into one of these cuts off the mixtape. I think Prez got queued up. Which one is it? Transparent? You want to tell us about that song?
It's just a vision he had at the time. You know what I mean? Like, you know how you get a peek in your life, like, should I go this way? Should I go that way? But you're still stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
That's the type of thoughts you get. You know what I mean? So that's the originator. That's the real Don Juan right there.
Right.
C-Class.
Shouts out to C-Class. Shouts out to the homie C-Class. This is Transparent. Hey, Craig, you go ahead and let it rip on the Murder Master Music Show with some of the cast and Let's Go for Life.
Boom, boom.
What you want? Hold on.
Let's go for life.
Never will. Never will.
Yeah, we experiencing something right now. Just give us a second song with you.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. Got kicked off the board. I'm having technical difficulties. But,
a long talk.
Yeah,
they
we're back.
Bullshit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he was just telling us about Transparent.
Let's go for life. Season two. You know what I mean? We're going to make it happen. We're going to work. That's what we're going to do. We're going to work. You know, oh, nobody said,
yeah.
You know, keep digging.
Hell yeah, y'all got the movies on lock.
Nobody never gave a shit, dog. Nothing. Nothing, nigga. Yeah, a dude can have extra duck sauce. You don't have none. You ask for it. He say no. Nobody never gave us none. So this, we gonna work.
Right.
Stop saying. Shit.
Go out there and get it on your own. But yeah,
that's
we're going to cut
right.
to the song. The song is called Transparent. We on a Murder Master Music Show with cast of Let's Go for Life. Fred, you drop it.
And this is what we do. It's what we do, baby. Uh-huh. Come on. Grandma raised them. Mom wasn't around. Pop locked up, but I still held it down. Hey, I'm from the bottom of the mat. Brownsville, Brooklyn, to be exact, facts. Streets full, I know. It's like telling me the skies ain't blue. Trip. All I need in this life of sin is me and my girlfriend and my 9-2. These thug life niggas try to try you. I used to hustle all day to try to make a grip, not knowing these rounds would be my gift. To get a trip off the strip, I need a one way. We gon' make it out someday. My life dreams and nightmares all combined. 45 coat, sing a nigga lullaby. Fast cash, holes and clothes. Shit, I love the high. A toast to the street life. No matter right or wrong, it's how we live and ride. Pedal to the floor in the fast lane. Met the fork in the road and went straight. Hey, a toast to the street life. No matter right or wrong, it's how we live and ride. Pedal to the floor in the fast lane. Met the fork in the road, it went straight. Hey. Devil on my shoulder, I hear him clearly. Gotta make a lick to eat, I know the Lord feel me. It's pain in my eye, it's blood of my partner. Somebody gotta die. R.I.P. to Hova, Sherm too. Me and S don't speak, shit changed. I still love him, it'll never be the same. I ain't mad. It's part of the game. I feel a rush when I'm getting it in the love heavy. Living good how I live, what you gon' tell me? Bright lights, big city, what I call my home. In the trap, where it's at is what I call my throne. Fresh, flash, and fly, and my son good. Pretty chicks love to fuck me and I'm still hood. My pop's doing 33, he look just like me. I remember what he said don't be like me. The fast life is me, I'm adventurous. They say the good die young, I must be bad. I'ma do this till I'm great, you can tell them that. I live with regrets, but I'm scared nights. I see my past through the windows on them jet flights. Two red, one green, that's the best dice.
Yo, yo.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah, we live. We back. We back. Law Talk acting like some bitches right now. I don't know what they doing, but we with the cast of Let's Go For Life, a new venture story whose season 2, episode 1 dropped yesterday. Class had us thinking it was going to drop late, and he popped that shit off early. I was at work like, damn, man, this motherfucker's already watching it. I can't even look in the group or none of that shit because I don't, you know what I'm saying, I ain't want nobody to tell me that shit. You know what I'm saying?
So guy. He's a very unpredictable guy.
Yeah, man, he tricked us, man. But that was that shit was cool, man. You know what I'm saying? Episode popped off, like I said, it left off right where season 1 ended. So for the listeners and the viewers, you know, when you go back, it ain't gonna take you a while to get back into it. Is what I'm saying. Like a lot of these series, they kind of start you off and they kind of build up. Nah, y'all got something building right now, man. And I appreciate y'all giving it to the fans right back like that, too.
I've seen a couple haters.
You said what now?
I said give it right back to them. We don't got time to wait to pop like popcorn. Pop it right now. Straight like that.
Yeah.
Give it to them. Give it to them. Why wait? Why wait? Give the people what they want, you know? Well, a hater's going to hate. That's part of the game. You know how that go. They hate on anything.
Right. I was just gonna ask you also, do y'all have a lot of challenges just getting filming done sometimes? Like, what's some of the challenges of getting some filming done?
Timing, because we got to work with different people's schedules. Sometimes we got to deal with this person's schedule and that person's schedule. So, basically, timing. But once we're together, we make magic happen.
Yeah, like I heard what you were saying. Yeah, y'all get together and y'all work. You know what I'm saying? Some of your video blogs on the Let's Go For Life YouTube page where y'all in the studio, y'all in there getting it in and shit. Like, ain't no fucking around. Like, and I love to see shit like that. That's what gravitated me towards y'all. It always kind of reminded me of, like, what me, Prez, and Pat got going on over here. Like, it's only us. Ain't nobody really helping us out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even though we get a lot of motherfuckers that steal shit. They steal ideas. They back, you know, they do all that slick shit. You know what I'm saying? But one thing we got is we stick to the script. You know what I'm saying? And we do it our way. So that's how we stand out apart. They asked me earlier. They wanted to know, a couple people wanted to know, what's the difference between back when y'all first started and now as far as the competition with other shows on YouTube? Now, I know y'all ain't competing with nobody. But some other ones might think that.
Sorry,
maybe I had to
up.
Jump out there. Yeah, my bad.
You know who we compete with? With each other.
Mm.
Like, our whole goal is to get a perfect from the person that's recording it. Like, once she say or he say perfect, that's our challenge. Then we tease each other like, yeah, you ain't get a perfect today. But, you know, that's how we challenge each other. We don't worry about nobody else but each other. We keep each other going. That's it.
That's what's up, man. Yep, that's what's up. Do y'all ever get offers to be in other people's shits like that too, and y'all just be like, nah, we doing our own thing? Or?
Listen, we built our own road, and that's the road we staying on.
Hell yeah, I can respect that, man. If you ask me, that's the best way to do it, because you get a lot of fake support. People only want to support when they think they can get something out the deal.
Yeah.
Or you know what I'm saying? How it's gonna benefit them. As opposed to when y'all all working as a team on the same thing. Shit, it's better that way.
Way much better, baby. you can't stop 20 Porsche cars rolling up, like 20 Porsche cars instead of one. That's not fair. Y'all all work together. Y'all eat together. Now, let's show them. You know? That's all I want to do. This is what my family be proud of me. That's all. It works. That's
hell
how it goes,
yeah. Ain't no wrong with
probably
that. Ain't damn thing wrong with that. Yeah, we've been having some weather out here. I don't know how it is out there in the NY, but man, here in the Midwest, man, it could be like the other Wednesday was like 106. I'm talking about like mad blazing humidity heat. So like some different shit. Then it'll come through rainstorms. and it's fucking shit up right now. Blog Talk acting like some bitches, but I'm glad we was able to get y'all on here. y'all got any other endeavors outside of the like any merchandise and anything?
Ourselves and other venues that's about to open up for us, but we're just taking our time so we could be worth more, you know.
Hell yeah. That's what's up, man. I want to salute y'all for the hats too that y'all sent me a while back. I stay rocking the black one. I love wearing that motherfucker.
Yo, thanks a lot,
I'm back.
Here goes so much of the shit that I already wear anyway.
Here goes C-Class. Welcome to the show, fam.
Let's go. With them L's.
Congratulations.
C-Class.
Welcome to the show, Fat.
What up, best director in the world, Craig?
I'm a little late. My phone was dead. So I couldn't use my phone to use the other phone. But yeah, I had to call in. I've been listening. I've been hearing everything. 40 Porsche trucks back to back. Suck. L's up.
Yeah, how we living?
Best series in the world. The 96 Dream Team right here. Jordan, Pippen, Clyde Drexler, Malone, Stockton.
the hardwood classics.
Exactly.
Hell yeah, class. We were saying it earlier, man. I was reading a little regrind that Mr. 300 had, and at the end it said, "Well, class." Oh, here it goes. Something just popped up again. "Well, class, eat the ass with the two doo-doo emojis right next to it, man."
Oh, well, he posted that?
I didn't see it.
Oh, I didn't see it. Okay. I got to go check that out. You know, clacky a little bit of ass. As long as it look nice, you might get right. You know what I'm saying? You know what you got to say to the mic, you know what I mean?
Hey, Shorty, you look right, so.
Huh? Shorty looking right, right? She looking nice.
Shorty
looking
right, man. Yeah, hell yeah.
Like
I was saying earlier, y'all started season two pretty much where season one left off, right with a bang, man, right from the get-go, man. So it ain't like a build-up to see what y'all going to do from season two. I'm getting the gist of we're going to get a lot of action in these next couple episodes, man. Like, you as a director, Clive, what's the challenges for you to keep it coming, man, like with the content that you come up with?
Good looking, man. Yeah, episode one, yeah, we picked up right off where it left off. And taking you right back into it, back into the story. You know, everybody trying to find that Weird 300, that dang Sam. So, you know, it is a story, you know what I'm saying? So you got to watch it, and you're going to see a lot of surprises, a lot of things going on. So, I mean, I'm happy y'all love it, you know what I mean? We got a guest here, too. Hold on. We got somebody else here. We got Miss Siobhan. Miss Siobhan, come talk to the people.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey,
Grandma.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Mr. Vaughn back. You saw Mr. Vaughn in episode one. She almost took smoke out.
Yeah, it was looking like it was coming. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But smoke, let it be known. They keep the thing ready at all times too. So, I peeped that. But somebody hit me earlier, and they want to know. They want to know. Is Miss Siobhan gonna show that face? They think she's too mysterious. I told them they just gotta keep watching and continue to see. You never know.
But if you want to see her face, 50,000.
I mean, you might see a fake season two, because, you know what I'm saying, storyline is changing some, so you might just see a fake, so you got to stay tuned. You might just see it. You might.
Hell yeah.
I know. We got some new characters coming in. I know you saw a few new characters, episode one, new characters coming in, so you'll see some new people. And stuff like that, so you'll get a taste of some different flavor, you know what I mean? So, it's good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Mel screams, he coming back as a Teflon Don once he hop off the island, man. So,
oh, yeah,
it's all kind of crazy.
Oh, man. Money Mel's a trip. He's somebody gonna be the Teflon dog when he come home.
I got a good storyline, man.
Jonathan nervous. Jonathan think he going to jail. He's scared. Jonathan shaking in his boots. He think he killed somebody. He don't know what's going on.
and he also got the ultimate. He got the ultimate curve too.
Oh yeah,
he was,
yeah.
He was offered any couch, not just a couch. He can sleep on any couch he chooses.
Oh, shit. He threw his kids up, too. He said, oh, yeah, she's going to get the nice, sexy yo. Oh, man. That shit's fine. I'm about to watch it again, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm up. Get back
first
to some work.
1 year anniversary. You know what I mean? A mixtape.
Yeah.
Movie. All in 1 year. Look, all in 1 year.
Gave you 2 seasons. A movie. Oh, yeah. You told us more movie coming. After season 2 over, we got another movie coming. Another comedy coming. So the movies ain't gonna stop me. The movie that's definitely coming.
Well, in a year.
Are the movies gonna be coinciding with the web series, or do you got like all new movies too with like
totally different
cast and different storyline?
Yeah. Well, it might not be totally different cast. It's gonna be most of my guys, but it'll be a different storyline.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be some new characters, but it won't be the web series. We have different names. It won't be class. It'll be totally different names and everything, different characters. So, you know, maybe
like your name would be Scrabble.
Yeah, Scrabble's name. Like that Scrabble Apple.
The best director in the world, Craig. Yo, y'all gotta ring a bell, bring a bottle or something. This dude, yo, he deserve a applause, a 21 gun salute. He deserve it, man. You work hard. You know what I mean? Us never do, you know what I mean?
That's right, class. I salute you, man. I see all y'all over there grinding, man. Even towards the mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Like, seeing y'all guys get in there and knock them out, and then to hear the mixtape, it's like, man, these dudes, shit, y'all like the triple threat. Y'all got the web series, the movies, and the music. You know what I'm saying? Only thing that can stop y'all is y'all self, for real. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I'm
exactly.
Always telling y'all, let's go. You know what I'm saying? Keep going with it. You know, I salute y'all with that shit.
Yo, thank you, man. Thank
are you guys going to put, the stuff on DVD, too? Yeah, definitely. Definitely working that also. And we're going to have it on Amazon for Disney download also. So we have the Disney download, and we're going to have it on DVD. We're just getting everything set up, the website. And we got the gear coming out, the Let's Go For Life gear. That's going to be coming out. We're going to have some 50 feet left, 50 feet right, 300 gang. There's a lot of stuff coming. As you know, we independent, so it takes time because we got to do it ourselves. But we got a lot of things coming down the line. And we get into the video game, the industry. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of stuff we got coming. You know what I'm saying? Apps and everything. So you're going to have us on your app soon. You can play us. You know what I'm saying? Got games coming. So we working, trying to build the brand stronger.
Yeah, you need to do all that shit for the future, definitely. Because you got to stay current. You know what I'm saying? You guys definitely, you're on the right path.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm about to roll up some dough.
God knows we needed this path.
I got to go, y'all. I'm about to roll up some dope, baby.
All right. You have a good night, sweetheart.
All right, good lady.
The class hopped off. Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we lost. They all did.
Oh, okay.
They all did. Well, they season 2 is available right now. Just the first episode's out, I think. But you heard them, they're going to have it on DVD as well as, I'm saying they got a movie coming out. Mixtape's already out. You heard a track off of that.
Hey, yeah, there's some hot songs on that too, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Prez, man, we've been hearing a lot of great music, man. For, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think, matter of fact, today was 2 years ago we did episode 200. I seen that on Facebook. And I'm just thinking about, it made
episode
me start thinking about.
Was too, wow.
Yeah, 2 years ago. It was today, I think. It was either today or it was coming up within that week. And I'm just thinking like, wow, man, 2 years ago and we 200 plus episodes up. And I'm thinking of all the shit that we didn't listen to and all the music we didn't heard, you know what I'm saying? So it got me just start going back. So now what I do, like I was telling Pittsburgh Pat, because I know he caught up all the way from 300 to where we at now, but you got to take it in segments because there's so many shows, man. It's hours and hours and hours of songs that we didn't heard. Prayers, because you be showing love, too, you know what I'm saying? Like, and a lot of these motherfuckers don't come around no more, but you always show love when you heard some nice music, Prez. I always give you that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You ain't never was like.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I was always, you know, at Murder Dog, you know, Black Dog would send me CDs to review, but I would always get some of my own, too. And if it was dope, like if someone sent me a CD and it was dope, I'd do my best to get it reviewed. You know what I'm saying? There's many times I pushed for a CD to get reviewed because it was dope as fuck. Sometimes it just didn't make the cut because it's up to the editor. But the dope thing about this platform, we can do what the fuck we want. You know, and I listen
exactly.
to people around me, too. If you have an idea, if Pat has an idea, Scratch. And then people that ain't really, you know, full UGS, but they're still fam, you know, people that we fuck with on occasion. They might hit me up and be like, hey, man, check out this guy's music. You know, the homie Miguel, man, sent me a CD the other day, C-Ray Brain Sick. You know, Brain Sick with Twisted Insane, King Iso.
Yeah.
We had them on the show before. And the name of this album is called Ray Gun. It's a dope fucking album, man. It's got Lazy Bone on there. It's got C-Bob, Twisted Insane. So, yeah,
all
man,
kinds
it,
of shit, huh?
We depend on, in order to network within the underground, you got to fuck with the people that support it as well and other angles. You know what I'm saying? Cats like Waco, man. Big shout out to Waco Stone. That motherfucker, out of nowhere, went to DJ Red, paid him to chop and screw not one, but two projects for UGS. We got another one coming out here in a few weeks. You know what I'm saying? With all newer tracks of UGS members from now. You know what I'm saying? The first project with some classic tracks off the original FTI. Then we're going to do an FTI 2017. You know what I'm saying? Chopped with a group like Red. And it's because of Waco, man. He made that shit happen.
Yeah, shout out to Waco, man.
Scratch.
And Waco been around for a long time, too. Prez, look, this will put it in perspective. Look at this. You posted this on July 14th, 2015. You said, hard to believe we are at about 200 episodes for the Murder Master Music Show. For 3 years, almost every single week, we brought you legends and pioneers, whether it was one show, two, or sometimes three shows per week. We only missed a few shows due to circumstances out of control. You know what I'm saying? I want you, when you get a chance, go back and read that, Prez. It's going, reading your own words going to make you feel good, man. It's, you know, a lot of shit didn't change since then, but just put it in perspective. It took us 3 years to get to 200, and in the last two years, we over 200.
Yeah, and sadly, on a 200th episode, that's the last time we talked to Jerry Heller. That's the last time we had him on the show. It wasn't the last time we talked to him. That was the last time we had him on the show. And that's the episode where Fresh Cadets and Jerry Heller spoke. And both of them are gone. Lord Infamous gone. And speaking of Lord Infamous, I do want to say this. Lord Infamous, T-Rock, and Kingpin Skinny Pimp got a group project coming out called the Blackout Squad. It says the new Superman coming soon. E-Rock, Kingpin, Skinny Pimp, and Lord Infamous. Best fast rappers, best rappers alive, RSM. This T-Rock posted this. Now, man, this is phenomenal because I'm a huge Lord Infamous fan. If this is like shit that, like unreleased verses he had, something that maybe they were working on before he passed, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We definitely got to support that. We definitely got to get T T-Rock and Skinny Pimp on the show for that. Wow. That's the shit
that's
right
crazy.
There.
Man.
Hey, tomorrow we got today also, you know, Skinny Man and the Rant episode 2, that's available for download right now. Tomorrow we got Underground Saturday Night, I think 59 you guys are on. And the Dead Clicks doing the Slaughter Hour number 13. It's the whole Dead Click album. That's all it is. The whole Dead Click album. Nothing but the tracks, like 18 tracks off that album. You can download that. And then Sunday we got Church Reality 182 and In the Murder Mix 14. And then Monday, fuck, just go to UGSforlife.com. Hit up the schedule. I just updated it yesterday. We got a whole bunch of shit. I didn't put the mix shows on there yet, but we got let's see here, Hip Hop Roundtable number 16. Jesus, man, that's three, four months worth of fucking Hip Hop Roundtables right there already.
Yeah, that's
easy, man. Fresh Kid Ice tribute, man. It's one of those shows you wish you didn't have to do. Tuesday No, I'm sorry, go ahead, brother.
No, I was just going to say, man, I invited, like, Monty on and everything, man, but that's actually the day of his funeral on Monday.
Mm.
It'll probably just be...
Yeah, I'm still stuck at that one,
Mac,
man.
You want to come on, too. You know what I mean, Mac J, you know, you're always welcome on, too, man.
Yeah, I'll make sure I stay up for that one,
show, we'll play some tracks, see what I'm saying, and... chop it up. You know, yeah, man, shout out again to Monty and everybody at Chinaman Records fame, Drill 'em Out, Boy Dirty, of course his family. You know, huge loss for hip hop because
really?
I mean, we're losing the pioneers, man. They're going you know, every month it seems we're losing one or two these guys, and and you know what's crazy?
You go to
Life
show,
Crew,
man. You know what I'm saying?
NWA treatment, man. I'm telling you guys, Two Life Crew is about to get that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nod. I can feel it. They're about to get. They're gonna have a biopic, even though it's gonna be primarily about Luke, but that's gonna blow up. You know what I'm saying for them too. I'm gonna put you this way: in the 1990s, there was four groups that was heavily attacked by Tipper Gore and the government and politicians in general. Those four groups was Public Enemy, Two Live Crew, the Ghetto Boys,
and NWA.
And NWA. Now, out of all those groups, there's two men that are dead. Eazy-E and Fresh Kid Ice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Eazy-E pioneered NWA, Fresh Kid Ice pioneered Two Live Crew. You know what I'm saying? And those were the two most controversial groups of the 90s, I think, because they got a lot more flack than the Ghetto Boys.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ghetto Boys got flack primarily from their manufacturer.
And all of it was, like you said, they NWA was the forefronters, but then Luke and them took it even a step further. They weren't really talking about the killing, but they was putting bitches with G-strings on the album covers and shit like that, man, and once they told them folks they couldn't do certain shit, remember at the time Miami was known for carjackings and all that old shit, you know what I'm saying? And I think they had the bigger impact because they went all the way to the Supreme Court with their shit.
Supreme Court, like I said, going gold independently is like selling 2 or 3 million.
And won that shit, too.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they said that's what the movie's going to focus on. I hope that they get input from people that knew Chris. And it sucks that he's not going to be here to see it. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers, a lot of people honored him, man. I haven't seen a rapper get honored like that in a long time. But why didn't you honor him when he was here? Like DJ Vlad. Because
that's how they do it,
Fred. Motherfucker.
Well, we did. We honored him. And so he... A lot of times,
Heavy
did
a shot to Heavy.com. They did one of our interviews, but at the same time, fuck Heavy.com for, you know, we interviewed him while he was here, but why didn't you interview him while he was here, you know?
Exactly.
But they chose, the reason why they chose our interview, because we're one of the only few that that gave that
the
platform
interview
to people,
yeah,
like Chris, you know, and it's a shame. You know, that's why I hope Ready Red, I hope they, you know, we saw him on Unsung and different platforms, but I hope, you know, these other platforms interview him too and let him tell a story. You know, it can't just be up to us. You know what I'm saying? These are multi-million-dollar corporations. The fucking Drink Champs and all these guys, that, you know, iHeartRadio. These motherfuckers got megabucks. They can fly in these guys anytime they want to be interviewed.
Pat made a good point the other day too when he was saying, you know, Nori and the Drink Champs are always spitting that, you know, we in Miami and we got to show love to the hometown hitters.
Yeah.
Pat made the good point. Well, why ain't the fuck y'all had Luke on there? Y'all had Cali. Y'all had a lot of motherfuckers that ain't even from Miami for real, and he ain't from Miami either. But he the biggest thing out of Miami. You know what I'm saying? Why ain't y'all had Fresh Kid Ice on there? Why ain't they had JT Lee on there? Why ain't they had, you know what I'm saying? Why ain't they had a lot of motherfuckers on there? It's because, friends, it's like if you ain't with the program or they can't benefit off of you being on their platform, then fuck you. They don't want to hear Chinaman helping out independent artists. They only want to hear Chinaman fucking over everybody and making all the money. Or if he's still fucking a million bitches. If he was promoting himself like that, I guarantee you they'd be flocking to him. But because he was a genuine one and he was telling the real story, he wrote his book. They hated on him about his book. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that he helping out other artists that don't have to, is letting them be themselves. That's what I liked about it.
Hey, we got the homie, exit only.
Chinaman record artist. I didn't know what to expect. I don't know.
What's up,
that? Because I wasn't familiar with none of their music. So I'm like, this is going to be like offshoots of Two Live Crew, and it was nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? The talented artist.
Yeah, it was. It was dope to hear Chris, you know what I'm saying, rap on songs with JT Money and the Three and Lynch Mob, and, you know.
Yeah.
And he mentored them, them cats on Chinaman Records, man, Monty and them. He was doing something real positive. And like you said, he didn't get recognition for that, but we did. We're going to continue to do so.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We definitely got to have when the time is right, I want to have a nice round table. Fresh Kid Ice Roundtable. Hopefully we can get people involved like Mix and Mark and maybe Luke. You know?
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. You know, we'll see what happens.
Tragic,
you can best believe JT Money will be there. You know what I'm saying? We'll get cats that work with him. We'll get Chinaman Records artists. You know?
Exactly.
But Action Only, how you doing, fam?
Oh, I'm good. The brothers, how everybody doing?
What's going on with the exit?
Oh, I'm good, fam. I'm good. You know, steady mourning the loss of one of our great pioneers. And when I say pioneers, he actually helped break so many different barriers that I don't even think people really understand how important he was to hip-hop. You know, it's sad that he's gone, but... You know, as me and Prez were discussing earlier this week, there's no more suffering for him. And that's a good thing.
Definitely. Yeah. Most definitely. You know, it's a tragic loss, you know what I'm saying? And it's unexpected because, you know, I knew Chris, you know what I'm saying? He was in the hospital a couple times and, from what I knew him, and you know, he had strokes. He wrote about it in his book. And then, plus, you know, his arm was ripped off at the side. They had to reattach his arm in a car accident that he had in the 80s. So, you know, he's been through the gamut, but you always think, well, he's going to bounce back. You know, you never think, man, that, you know, he's gonna go. But, man, it shows you, man, we're all close. Well, we're all walking on that flat line at all times, man. You know, so we gotta live life to the fullest while we're here, like he did, man. He really did live life to the fullest. He touched a lot of
people.
And
he truly
take advantage of the time that we got. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is. We got to take advantage of the time that we do have.
Yep. But you have to give it to him. He truly loved the culture all up until his final breath. He still was working with groups. He had started a label.
Yep.
He was helping independent artists. He was active himself. I mean, you got to look at the mind frame behind being sick and still pushing for the culture. That's kind of like, that's unselfish. That's stepping outside of yourself to do for something grand and bigger. And I think he really need to be saluted for that. Because all up to the point, he could have actually stopped months ago and said, look, you know, I'm ill. I can't do no more interviews. I can't work with the label or do none of that. He knew he had so many people relying on him. He kept fighting. And that's a warrior. And he need to be acknowledged as a warrior.
Yeah, real talk. Real talk, man. That guy, you know, I mean, he hit the road and grinded for his artists. You know, he believed in them guys, man. I remember having in-depth conversations about them. You know, he was telling me, I mean, before he went to Detroit last year, I was looking forward to that. And that was huge because you had, you know, I'm saying, all Chinaman artists. You had three of the Lynch Mob, JT Money. You know, everybody doing an event like that. I mean, that was huge. You know.
Yeah.
The other guys was doing their thing. You know, Chris and Mark was doing their thing. But Mr. Mix and Brother Martise were doing their thing. But that didn't stop Chris from doing his thing. You know.
No.
He knew that he definitely could go out there and still kill it with the best of them. You know. What people love
and that's what not to be forgotten. I mean, that's kind of like the strongest point, that even when you're down, you keep fighting, especially when it's something you truly, truly believe in. And I think that's kind of like the message he meant to leave everybody else, you know, because he could have easily just went into hiding, very easily. You know, he could have easily told them, you know, my health is not allowing me to keep pushing for the label no more. But he didn't. He didn't. He kept going until his last breath. And like I say, that alone he need to be saluted for. That's not even to mention all the things he did for the culture. You know, going to court, being the first Asian rapper. I mean, how unacceptable that was at that particular time. I mean, he really broke a lot of barriers. I mean, a lot. Pulled together the West Coast, the South, and the Midwest. He broke a lot of barriers. He did things that others haven't done and couldn't do. So those are things that he really need to be remembered by.
Yeah. Most definitely. Well, he's a pioneer in all levels, too. First Asian artist in hip-hop. You know, he carried that torch. And he wore it proudly. I mean, shit, man. He named his label Chinaman Records. You know, so... I mean, he never really got credit for that, either. You know?
No.
But, you know, legend's gone. Let's hope hip-hop don't take too many more hits, man, because... Prodigy, Fresh Kid Ice. You know, let's hope that's it. You know, we lose a lot of legends, a lot of pioneers. You know, and sadly, when they go, the hip hop goes along with them too. You know, because it's new shit.
Well, the thing is, it's what we got left. That's the problem. Is what we got left. Once all the real and legends gone, what do we have left? That's why we really got to what he did was great. I mean, he worked with other people, and that's what we have to do. We got to take every day, every minute precious. We got to work with people that you wouldn't expect it to work with. The objective is to get as much of this real music out before either my time expires, you know, because I think everybody on this phone knows that real artists only get recognized and acknowledged, and it's sad to say, but it's true. After they're gone, and
true artists have to leave bodies of work for other people to learn from and live by. So he left a great body of work, but it was an example set that time is short, and we really need to start functioning like it's short. Stop putting off to tomorrow what we can get done today, because tomorrow is not promised. We don't know if we'll have tomorrow. You know, we need to go ahead and grind and work. I've been in the studio almost every night for the past 2 or 3 weeks, and something in me been telling me just do music, do material. Try to get out, you know what I'm saying, as much as you can. But all of it actually have messages to it, you know what I'm saying? Try to get out this real talk, you know, because you never know what might happen. And you never know, something that I might say might actually help save somebody else's life or change them around in a direction. So we got to actually use this tool that we have and actually utilize it for what it's worth while we have the opportunity to utilize it. Because once all of us are gone, we see what's following us, and we already know that that's not going to amount to a hill of beans. But maybe one of these pioneers could say something in a song, put together a song, or leave something in an interview that can actually touch these youngsters to get them to wake up and realize that we do have a responsibility. We got to stop just doing all this mediocre media bullshit and take our responsibility serious. We have responsibility to the people. We have a responsibility to the culture. And we have a responsibility to the music. All the greats who have done music, like Marvin Gaye, Teddy Pendergrass, you got music that will live forever. And it's because they designed it to live forever. You know, we got to stop creating all of this fly-by-night shit. You know, this shit that ain't worth a hill of beans. And actually start creating art. Exactly. Create art, because the truth of the matter is that's all that we really have to be remembered by anyway, is what we do. And we have to actually make what we do worth being remembered, if y'all understand what I'm saying. So, you know, I feel like this is the message that all artists should be getting out of this, because, like you just said, Brother Prez, we lose the legends by the day, but you got to look at it, though. You know, we are getting older, you know what I'm saying? And then we ran a very hard life when we was young. So, you know what I'm saying, it's a matter of time that it will expire. But until that time comes, we got to take advantage of every millisecond that we have within that minute to actually utilize it.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I read somewhere
that they should be dropping that 8 hours a day.
If you sleep 8 hours a day, you're sleeping 20 years of your life away by the time you die. 20 years of your life is spent sleeping. I've been sleeping like 4 hours a day. You know what I'm saying? I might catch a power nap here and there, but
and I've been trying
to
get
get up about 5:30.
And lately, I've been trying to get like little flip. I've been trying to write rhymes, draw pictures, write movie scripts.
Yeah.
I've been trying to be like little flip, trying to get every little thing done, because this is, like I say, life is short. You know what I'm saying? You never really know. And I have so many different things that I do have together, you know, that might not come in manifestation until after the fact. You know, after the fact is when you become valuable. And I want to leave something that my son can live off of, even if I can't actually gain it now. At least I know that I will leave something that will actually help benefit him in the long run.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
that's what it's all about.
It's not, it's not even knowledge, Mac J. It's just, this is just real, you know what I'm saying? Jack D called me that morning and told me about, you know what I'm saying, Chris, and that hurt. It really hurt. It hurt me to the point the first thing I did was call Prez, because the first thing I told Jack was like, nah, not believing. So I called Prez, and after it was confirmed, it made me think. It really made me think, you know what I'm saying. We all kind of running the same race here, you know what I'm saying. We all been in here a minute. Everybody who really have a love for this art form been in it a minute. And we really got to understand when we're gone, what's left. You know, I'm glad I had the opportunity to bring my son up to know what real music is. When he turned on the radio and hear garbage, he laughed at it just like I laughed at it because he know it's garbage, because he know what real music is. But you got so many kids out here don't know what real music is. So once the real is gone, I mean, shit, ain't nothing left. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing left.
Good phasing us out, man. You know, good phasing it out to the point to where, like I said, it dies with these legends. And then the few that are left, the ones that bought the music, you know what I'm saying, and supported it, we're going to be the ones that are going to be keeping it alive. But when we die off, it dies
then
off
what?
Too.
Yeah, that's
we need
that's
to have a generation of kids educated. They're literally not by no KRS-One. There literally needs to be a hip-hop school. I mean, you got the College of Hip-Hop, you know what I'm saying? We interviewed them guys. They're doing, you know, I commend them. You got the Universal Hip-Hop Museum. But there needs to be a school for the underground, almost like a Murder Dog-type school, to let people know who did what in what city, in what region, you know what I'm saying? And
exactly.
You know, music
like
conferences
connected.
Yeah, because you know they don't even have music conferences. Like if you go to a music conference nowadays, you're gonna walk into the place that they're having it, and it's gonna be all this bullshit that's out today. You're gonna see all these dudes that claim to be underground artists, but all of them are trying to get that fucking sound that Mozzie or Migos, whoever the fuck these guys are, has. We need a music conference for the like-minded cats that still rep the underground. We don't have that no more. Okay, so maybe that's something we can do in the future. I'd love to be able to put something like that together with a few people, and just bring out the guys that are doing the music that needs to be done, needs to be focused on. You know. So.
Yeah. True. Real true.
We'll see what
Real
happens
true.
With that. I said, make sure you download Skinny Man on the Rant. That's available today, episode 2. Tomorrow, Underground Saturday night.
Hopefully we can get them crazy motherfuckers to call in again, friends. We was roasting their ass last week.
Bruh, yes. I haven't talked to y'all since then. What the fuck was that?
Hey, brother, after you left, it got crazier, man. After you left, we had about 30 people call in. The guy said, he said on the show, he's like, I'm putting their number in the chat box. Everybody call. And after he said that, man, the board just lit up with a few dozen
the board
callers.
Went crazy.
a whole bunch of that ignorant shit.
On. They was on that bullshit. They was either playing loud music, screaming, yelling out racial slurs, just a bunch of
stuff. Y'all are real good, because I was seriously asking the motherfucker for his street address. I was not joking. You know what I'm saying?
I would make a call
to wherever he at and get somebody to ride through that block. I mean, for real. So I was not even joking.
30 or 40 more of those guys, actually. Every time we get on, as soon as we let one on, man, within 2 seconds, it's like, man, we start roasting them.
Me and Prez ended up having one of the dudes in the green room. We had him mad.
Yeah.
He was making
him
mad.
I would have let him out of the
like,
green room.
Up,
he thought he was talking live. Yeah. He was on there screaming and cussing. I'm like, hey, cocksucker, you ain't even live. You're in my green room, bitch. That's all you're at. You're in the green room. They can't even hear you, faggot. And we were just roasting this dude. And
he was roasting the shit out of there.
And then 10 more motherfuckers.
We went the whole 3 hours, man. That shit was classic. And see,
I never had
nothing
like that happen.
Most of them they just regular trolls. They want to make you mad, but usually I want to flip it. I end up making them mad. I'm not going to hang up on them, but I could just put you on mute if you ain't got nothing to contribute to the show. You can just listen to what we do.
Sound effects at them and shit.
Yeah. You hang up on your phone. I'm going to hang up on them.
My thing is, they need to get a fucking life. If they ain't finna do nothing constructive, I mean, this is what you spend your life doing. I mean, shit, what kind of job you work? Do you have a wife? I mean, fuck, really?
That's what I was
really? This is what you spend your life doing?
I kept telling dude, I kept telling dude I wanted his wife. He was getting mad. I said, Prez got your mom, but I want your wife. That's all I want. All
right.
Can she cook me something? He was getting pissed. Fuck you, motherfucker. Where's your wife at? I'm like, you mad now. But you called into this show talking shit. Fuck out of here.
100% correct.
You know what I'm saying?
But the beauty about it is y'all got all of their numbers.
Yeah.
Well, you know what number was calling in? Actually, you know what number was calling in? There was one that was all sixes. There was one that was like 555, like those movie phone numbers and shit.
They were doing that shit from a track phone, an untraceable phone.
Yeah.
Google numbers. Google numbers and shit.
He had
666-6665. And then I was like, damn, you couldn't even get all the sixes. Then that number hung up, and when he called right back, it was all sixes. I was like, these motherfuckers playing games. So let's play games back with us. That's what I've been waiting on. I've been waiting on motherfuckers to call in on Saturday on some dumb shit. Hey, Prez, basically, I've been muting people since episode 2 when we had that bitch boy huffing and puffing in the And so I ain't gonna hang up on you. I just mute you. You'll hang up on your own. So I encourage the fucks you.
I just don't do all that. I don't knock people who are that way, but I
don't do all the
faggotry shit on the phone. I really just don't do that.
It's constant. That type of behavior. You know, I'm not used to. At first, when I first got on the internet and I started getting into arguments with people online, I wasn't used to this shit. I was like, what the f-? I want
to
kill
this
guy.
Yeah, I wasn't used to this shit at all.
My mother, I want to fucking kill him. But, but then I realized this guy could be in fucking Saudi Arabia or fucking who knows where the fuck he could be. And, like the YouTube, that's real bad. Like, we get on the YouTube and we get a lot of love on YouTube. But, you get the hate, too. You get the motherfuckers that are just
it's a million trolls
throwing shots. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't entertain it,
Yeah,
you had to teach me that, Prez. I used to try to go in on that shit. But you'll be doing that shit all day, every day, because once they realize it's you, then everybody will want to start getting. They'll be like, oh, we got this
dude. Yeah,
butter,
once you feed into it, I'm sorry. Cool. I'm just cut different. I believe in just going knocking on their door and beating the shit out of each and every last one of them. I'm out for real.
Bandana.
I'm talking about for real. You know what I'm saying? Knock, 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 UGS bitch, open up. You know, that's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not cut from that particular cloth. That shit hard for me to deal with when I want to strangle somebody. Because
especially
what y'all doing here is something positive and uplifting. And I'm willing to bet it's probably coming from a lot of these other fuck boy stations, you know what I'm saying, actually getting people to do a lot of that bullshit because, you know what I'm saying, when you hate a motherfucker so much, you do shit to try to sabotage it, you know what I'm saying? So I really salute y'all for being able to handle that shit with such calmness because, I'm not that type of person.
I had to deal with a whole bunch of people to get to the point where I'm at now, believe me.
Underground Saturday night.
That dude that bought a shotgun because of me and Mac. You remember that shit, Mac?
Yeah, he made a video.
He's like, look at my new Mossberg I got for you guys. We scared this dude so much, we made him go out and buy a new gun. This motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I did? I took a picture of this son of a bitch, put a bullet hole in the middle of his head, and scratched it a diss song. And we posted it everywhere, you know what I'm saying? And you're fucking, I wanted to kill this dude. I wanted to fucking kill him.
It's been on YouTube.
I'm going to be headed down in Arkansas somewhere. I wanted to drive down there myself. But then it got to the point where it's like, man, this dude's a clown. He worked at some greeting card company. You know what I'm saying? You see him standing in the middle of the field with his shotgun and his dumbass shoes. He had holes in his shoes and shit. What the fuck are you going to do to me? You know?
I wanted
some action, man. I wanted some fucking action.
See, what I do is I flip the script, though. When they do it, I just let them know, you ain't the only one that can do that shit. I start trolling him. He'll DM me on YouTube. I don't ever even get no messages on YouTube, for real. But then all of a sudden, I'm getting messages on YouTube So one day I was riding the bus to work, and he kept telling me where he lived at and shit. So I Google imaged that shit and started naming off streets in his neighborhood. I'm like, I'm coming up motherfucking Pennsylvania Street now, bitch. You know what I'm saying? So I bet his dumb ass was running around his house looking around and shit. Like, motherfucker, you ain't making me, especially people that I've never seen before, you never could really make me mad. The only thing that used to make me mad was when people used to criticize the Murder Master Music Show clips on YouTube. But then, like, prayers, he taught me, like, man, look, you're going to be fighting these motherfuckers all day long, man. It's a never-ending fight with the trolls on the internet. The internet ain't shit, but it's, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers just sit on there, they ain't got nothing else to do. Like you said, bro, it can be so
fire. It's designed for people to hide behind something.
Yeah,
but like I said, I just brought up so real, man. I literally just can't, you know what I'm saying? And I guess I might need to change, but I can't tolerate that type of shit, man. I really would. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I got G's everywhere, you know what I'm saying? When I say I'm real with it, I'm on the book. I would actually make some calls, and I'm talking
now,
about everywhere.
I can
get motherfuckers to ride up your block for real.
Yeah.
Where I'm at.
Yeah, it's all a matter, exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's all a matter of how far do you want to take it and how far do they want to take it. That's what I tell some of these dumbass motherfuckers. It's like, do you really want to go there? I had a guy literally say on a conference call, we played it on one of the shows before, he literally said he was going to cut my kid's head off and shove it up my wife's ass. You know what I'm saying? And this dude was in Philly. I wanted to fucking cut his head off after he said that shit. We was planning a trip. You know what I'm saying? We was actually planning a trip.
Wow.
We were going to fuck this dude up. Because, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, this is the type of coward who'll say something like that from 600 miles away, and then he'll go say it to somebody else. Eventually, he's going to get it. You know what I'm saying? Someone's going to fuck him up. Or worse, and you can't. You know, I was always told, man, you can't say shit like that to people. But we live on the internet.
You can't.
Like Max says, phone thugs and harmony era. Where you have
it's a whole different. But that shit still flames me up. I'm talking about I still get hell hot behind it because I don't know, man. I was just always taught, you know what I'm saying? You give respect to get respect. Disrespect, get dealt with. You know what I'm saying? That's just literally what I was taught. You know what I'm saying? And if you spend the time to call in and then you just literally, deliberately being disrespectful, I really think that
trolls
need to be certified. You know what I'm saying? For real. You don't need to have nowhere where you can't call in it. That's just
what. I trolled the fucker myself. I paid him back because the next day he was on a show. And it was a Muslim show about peace. So, and he's on this show with his fake voice, acting about how peaceful he is. I call into that fucking show, get on the line. The guy's like, yes, how are you doing? I was like, oh, I just want to talk about your guest. As soon as he heard my voice, he's like, yeah, I know this guy. Because he knew what the fuck was coming. He heard my voice and he knew what the fuck was coming. I was like, this dude's on your show talking about peace, but last night he said he wanted to cut my kid's head off. Oh, no, I don't know what he's talking about, man.
The Muslim guy know exactly who you're talking about because that bitch station had him on their show at one particular point. I know exactly who the fuck you're talking about. Something need to happen to him, too. I don't know. It's just me. I feel like family should be left the fuck up out of it. If you actually got something against me, you could talk to me all day long. You start talking about my son and all that shit. It gets real.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right?
That's why I don't do battles, is because, I mean, it gets real with me real quick. Real quick.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he did this dude, you know, he ended up changing his name. Yeah, the other show, that bitch ass show, the butt plug show.
They had his ass up on there.
Oh, yeah, of course, man, because bitches, man, bitches are attracted to each other. So
to bitches, exactly.
You know, it was only a matter
exactly.
of time.
Bitches,
man,
always go in the flock. Yeah, true.
It was just a matter of time. So, you know,
a motherfucker
dude,
need to really
know,
be careful of what they say because you never know who's standing next to you. I had a motherfucker come shit to me and did not know that my cousin was standing next to him until he went upside his head and started stuffing him in the ground. You have to be careful of what you say because you never know who the fuck hear you and who is connected with who.
Yeah. Anywhere you go, you know what I'm saying, you could be going somewhere where you got to answer for what you did or what you said 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Because that's something, you say something like that about my kid, I'll never let that shit die. If I see you 5 years from now or 20 years from now, I could be fucking half crippled. I'm coming at you. You know what I mean? It's like, you ain't going to get away from that. But
you just have to pray the laws of nature to keep you out of my sight.
I had a motherfucker on the YouTube, man. I deleted a comment. Motherfucker got on the YouTube and said, ain't your daddy die of cancer yet? I mean, that's the type of shit.
Yeah.
Really? It's like, now, and you know damn well, it ain't no random YouTube hater.
Nah.
That right there is someone that used to be part of the crew. You know what I'm saying? So when people get to that level, and the coward, of course, did it under an anonymous YouTube page with no subscribers.
Of course.
Something they created fake. You know what I'm saying? And they'll never say it to my face or let me know or reveal themselves to me. You know what I'm saying? I have a good idea who said it, who's behind it. You know, but, you know, we shall see each other one day. That's all I got to say. One day.
Yeah.
Right.
Until then, you know, hopefully karma will take care of him before I do. Because, if they're already disposed of, then I ain't got to go to jail. You know.
Well, you know, there's ways to do shit and not go to jail. You know, I'm not going to jail.
Like my dad always said, my dad always told me, man, son, grab the lime and I'll grab the shovel.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, there's ways to do every goddamn thing. But I don't know, man, I really got to adjust to these new times and new eras, you know, these internet thugs. But, you know, people have been getting killed from Facebook doing this same shit, talking shit about a motherfucker, and then they pull up and they slaughter them. Life is real. It goes way beyond just a computer. Social media that made people unsociable. So instead of actually going in public, they just sit behind keys and do all this fucking talk and all this other shit. That shit still has a consequence to it. Because you live in the real world. We don't live in a cyber world. We live in a real world. You know, you can step out and go get milk from the grocery store and shit can go terribly wrong.
Yeah, you're right, man. It could all, you know. And you got, you know, back in the day, if you got some beef with somebody, you had to be on your toes at all times. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, man, all you got to do is just type in someone's fucking name, and you can pretty much get their address and GPS location to their spot. You know, so if you're running your mouth. If you're one of the motherfuckers out there running your mouth, you better watch out, because you know, some people are willing to make that trip. You know what I'm saying? Right now, gas isn't too expensive, so
I'm about to say somebody
people ain't got shit to lose, man. Only thing keeping me
you got,
here and protecting my kid, you know. Other than that,
everybody got soldiers in their corner. You got certain people in your corner that just really want to do something terrible to somebody to prove they loyal to you. And that's when it get dangerous. Like when the nigga was talking shit to me at the club, my cousin's just waiting on the opportunity to bust somebody in the head in the first goddamn place. He just heard him mention my name and went the fuck off. The dude didn't even know what happened or why the nigga jumped on him. You know what I'm saying? But see, the thing is, you got to always guard your tongue because you never know who you're talking to. You know what I'm saying? I got some family members. Somebody asked me, how did I feel about terrorists? And I told them, nigga, I grew up with terrorists. I mean, my family is terrorists. Don't give a fuck about no terrorists. My family are terrorists. You say something to the wrong person, that could actually end your life really that quick. So you have to be cautious of what you say around certain people because everybody do not function the same.
Yeah, that's real shit.
Yep, everybody don't function the same. But, you know, I laughed the shit on off, man. I had to get off the phone because the shit really was starting to get me hot last Saturday because, you know, You talk shit to me, I want to touch you. And when I can't touch you, I get frustrated, and then I end up touching
right,
somebody that don't need to be touched. Yeah, I was getting pretty agitated. I really wanted him to just give me a street address and the state you in. That's really all I need. That's it. But now he didn't want to spit that out because he knew that then that, you know, that sounded like a threat. But, you know, I guess we're supposed to laugh that type of shit off. I just feel like they should have something better to do with their time, especially when we're over here trying to do something constructive, uplifting, and for a purpose. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I really don't even like to deal with people. If you're not interested in what is being said, don't listen. Very simple. Don't listen. Don't call in.
Right.
Don't listen. You know what I'm saying? To sit there and call in and listen just to come in with some bullshit, yeah, I feel like something should happen to you.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, fellas, man, thank you guys for calling in. Shout out to the cast of Let's Go. Go check out their season 2. Available right now. Tomorrow I'll call in for Underground Saturday night and check out Slaughter Hour.
Yeah,
everything UGSforLife.com. Exit, man. Give them your social media, man, while we're here, brother, so they can check out some of your stuff.
Very easy to find. XITONLY. That's Twitter, Instagram, Reverb Nation, James Exit Dixon from Exit Only Dixon from Facebook, or better yet, you can just go to Google, put in X-ITONLY, and hit the search button, and every place that you see it pop up, that's where I'm at. Just hit me up. Or simply just contact UGS for life, you know what I'm saying? That's family forever. You can always touch me through there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. I recommend it. Exit Only's got some of the dopest music out there. Matter of fact, in the Murder Mix number 14, we're going to drop that this Sunday. Check out Exit Only's track, Selfish. That's going to be in the mix with a bunch of other tracks. You know what I'm saying? We got Cocaine on there, JT Money, MC8. And then a whole slew of underground artists, you know what I'm saying, from all over the globe. You know what I'm saying? We got a bunch of people from here all the way to, you know what I'm saying, Europe, everywhere. So be looking out for that. Also, Church Reality episode 182 is going to be this Sunday night, 9 p.m. Central. Myself, Elaine, and Pittsburgh Pat, and anybody else that wants to call in. And then next week, Monday, a whole slew of Murder Master music shows, you know, followed by we're kicking it off with the Hip Hop Roundtable number 16, Fresh Kid Ice. With that being said, man, we're getting out of here. Rest in peace, Fresh Kid Ice.
Indeed.
Listen up, y'all, cause this is it. Forget that old dance and there's a brand new dance and it's coming your way. It was started in Miami by the Get a DJ. Say some call it nasty, but that's not true. There's the only dance that you can do. Cause you need a sexy body, make your partner come alive. If you can't do that, don't even try. So get yourself together and learn it quick. Just get on the floor and
go that deep.
When I went to Miami, couldn't believe my eyes. This famous was stone, wanted me to try. If you don't know how to do it, here's what you must do. Just listen up close, I'll explain to you. Just jump in the air, and when you land, you whine like you just don't care. It's all in the hips, so go berserk and let that
do the work. So while it's working, you better start stroking to show your partner that you ain't joking. Cause this ain't a dance from Mother Goose. Better freak your body and turn it loose. Cause when you're on the floor, you don't give a sh**. All you wanna do is throw that D, throw that D.
Fight,